TalkZone.com.
TalkZone presents The League of Dads, featuring Christopher Smith, the show that helps fathers know their legal and constitutional rights and helps them with custody and child support issues. Here's your host for The League of Dads, Christopher Smith.
Thank you for coming and sitting with me for another episode of The League of Dads Radio on TalkZone.com. I had a crazy week. I had my Bergman. My Bergman was stolen. I had a Suzuki Bergman that, on nice hot days, I want to get out and go for a ride. I had that thing stolen. I had somebody bump me in my car today when I was driving. So it was a crazy week from last time we broadcast to this time we broadcast. But we're going to get right into the show. I'm going to go. I had an email about some individuals saying that they needed me to just give them an idea of an answer, a scenario. Excuse me. Last week when I was talking, I got into a situation that was going that we was going through us, the League of Dads, and of course one of our members, and an answer. People don't know that an answer plays a huge part in the role of what whomever is trying to do to you, and you find yourself in a situation one day where you have to file an answer. An answer is something that needs to be done in most legal cases, if not all of them. I am going to get into disgruntled mothers and deadbeat dads because there is a fine line between the two. I had a lot of thought about deadbeats. I would say we don't talk about them on the show, but a lot of fathers don't realize that what we fathers of 2010 and my lifetime, the reason why we are going through what we're going through is because of deadbeat dads. It is something that I want to pretty much put out there. I may sound like I'm contradicting myself a little bit, but I will clear it up at the time when I say it so that you listeners out there can have a full understanding on what I'm talking about. Disgruntled mothers, I want to talk about that because disgruntled mothers have children. And what happens with their children is they are being misled by an individual that is pretty much teaching them the wrong thing because they're disgruntled. Going to give you a couple of scenarios about that. I know firsthand about the situation because my mom and pop separated when I was 8 years old, and my mom kind of was just holding on to some things. Not going to talk too much about my mom, though, people. She is the owner and executive producer of this show, so I'm not going to mess around and say anything and get fired. You know, have somebody else come hosting the show because it says something that my mom disagreed with. So we're going to get right into it. I'm going to tell you something that's funny. As I started doing the show, I am causing a lot of people to catch the radio buzz. I have a lot of individuals that will listen to the show, and after the show broadcasts from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I find myself on the phone from about 2 o'clock after the show broadcasts to probably 6 o'clock in the evening talking to people about the show and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Individuals are going to go listen to past shows, and we're talking about that, and a lot of people that call up. But then the one thing that people ask is – I went to the site and I seen that you also, I can be a host and I'll do it right, and I'll do this and I'll do that. The reason why I made a mention to my Bergman, because my Bergman and this radio show has something in common. My Bergman is a touring class scooter. It was not a motorcycle. I've never owned motorcycles. I'm a scooter guy. I am 6'1", 244 pounds. 6'1", 244 pounds. So when I say I have a scooter, even when I was talking to the insurance agent and I said it was a scooter, people say, whoa, a scooter. Come on, you're a grown man with a scooter. My scooter, Bergman is a $9,000 scooter. It's not like the little Vespas that you see wheezing around town. It's a $9,000 scooter, and it top speed is 105 miles an hour. One thing that used to always happen to me that reminded me last when I got and did the show last week, the next day when I Tuesday. It was stolen Monday night, Tuesday morning. And it's something similar. Every time I pulled up to the light with that Bergman, people often asked me, how much did it cost? When I told them how much the Bergman cost, they often would say, I am going to get me one. Well, to this day, I've owned it for 4 years. I've never seen nobody with one yet. It's probably going to be the same thing with the show. Got a lot of people asking me. I appreciate, you know, I know I'm inspiring a lot of people. A lot of people saying, well, how much do it cost to broadcast a show? You can contact Judith at TalkZone.com. You can contact her. But often when I tell some individuals how much, they say they're going to do it, and I'm almost going willing to bet it's going to be the same effect. All right, enough of that. An answer. I'm going to tell you why an answer is so important. Our answer is so important because an answer will make or break any type of case. In a criminal case is what do you plea? What you need to know, not criminal, what you need to know, let's go with the answer. Let's talk about family court, something that I went through. And I'm going to make sure that I get that document to you. See if I can pull it up here, but I'm going to get this document to you. But an answer is very important because of this. If I am suing, let's say, the president of the United States, and I'm making a claim that our president owes me $100 million. If I'm making this claim, I must then have the president served some papers. The president then at that time will have a certain amount of time once he's served to answer, to file an answer. In divorces, you normally get, in an answer, let's say in a divorce, you normally get 35 days to file. In most cases, though, you normally must have an answer filed within 14 days prior to the court date. When you file an answer, the other party must get a copy of the answer too. This is where all your documents, all your evidence is submitted, so everybody is on the same sheet of music, and they too can have time to build their case when it goes to court. What happens most of the time, a lot of fathers will find themselves in court and a whole bunch of information to get dropped in their lap. Well, if you had been served and you had an answer, when you have gotten served, it would have told you all this information when you have time to answer. In addition to how much time you have to file your answer, the window of opportunity, you also would have who you send this information back to. All this is important because if you find yourself in a situation in family court, most fathers, it normally will keep you it will keep you focused, and you pretty much will know what you're walking into before you actually get to court. So that's always a good thing, and I'm sure everyone out there who find themselves in a situation where they're going to court and you want to know, or should I say, we all want to make sure that procedure isn't broken, because once procedure is broken, then it's pretty much you're going to lose. Procedure is normally broken because someone doesn't know, and if someone doesn't know procedure, then you're pretty much going to be in a situation where once you get to court, procedure is broken. The courts is not going to say, well, I'm sorry. It happened a couple of times, but most of the time the judge is not going to say, well, I'm going to see to it that because this wasn't because this procedure was broken, I'm not going to allow this hearing to permit today. I'm going to actually found it in the computer system here. I got this computer linked with the computer at the office. I am going to read off my answer that I sent into court when I was invited to court back in November. I actually sent this letter to Judge Sally Flora. She is the head. She is the head judge of the Family Court Division in Essex County, New Jersey. And keyword in there, the head. I like to deal with the head. I'm not dealing. I will never walk into a courtroom and deal with a court clerk. No offense to them, but you know, you can't do anything for me. I like to deal with the head, so when I have to go to the big brother, a.k.a. federal court, I know I can say, well, this judge here, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Going to read this letter to you. Going to make it real quick, too. It's two pages, but I'm going to make it quick. This letter is being written to you because for years now I have been helping others. This is me now. I have been helping others. Now this one's personal. Enclosed is a copy of a summons that I received to appear in court. However, Judge, because this is a civil matter, I have a couple of questions for you. You meaning Judge Sally Ann Flora, Sally Ann, S-A-L-L-Y-A-N-N-E. Question number one, who sent me this letter? Question number two, where is my copy of the complaint? Question number three, it says for a modification, but what kind of modification? Question number four, what is my response period? How many days? Question number five, who am I going to see on this court date? Judge, this information was formed, this foundation was formed, excuse me, because men have been getting railroaded when they come into family court. I have had this happen to me with the help of Judge Glenn Grant, who I think highly of. This organization was formed because when I came before Judge Glenn Grant, he was the first judge that was fair. In paragraph three of this letter, this is the letter that actually the little paper that was sent to me. It says in accordance to New Jersey SA 2A-17-56. Well, Judge, in accordance, I counted that with, well, Judge, in accordance to the Constitution, I have my right to face the accuser and I have my right to a fair trial. I understand that there are upward and downward modifications, and this letter doesn't say which. Judge, I have no way preparing for my case with hearing for modification as cause. If I don't get a response by November 20th, 2008, I will file a lawsuit in federal court against the county because I feel like this letter has no merit. I don't have a name on this letter or who sent it to me. My constitutional rights to a fair trial is violated because of the partial information, because Essex County Family Court isn't following the guidelines of other courts in the very same jurisdiction. I called the courts on November 6, 2008 and got no further information. Judge Sally Florian, when someone is being sued in a civil matter, it's being brought to someone's in the state of New Jersey or anywhere else in the United States, steps are in place. I ask you apply these same procedures in this case as well. I should have been served, and I wasn't. It seems like the steps are being ignored because of the financial burden it will impose on your county. However, this court and cost shouldn't be a factor in denying me a fair trial. That's brief. Of course, as I stated before, the judge's chamber called me about four or five times on the 19th because I threatened to go to the file an injunction on the 20th. It works. Okay. So an answer is very important due to the fact of the steps and things that you need to help build your case. If in fact you don't file an answer, you could find yourself losing before you even go to court. You'll lose. That's why it's very important to follow, to understand the law. Courts are not going to teach us fathers this. It's very important that we understand the law. Once again, you can always reach out to me at theleagueofdads@yahoo.com. You can also give us a call, 757-332-0754. I'm going to jump into a segment of the show. Basically, it's an answer from last week. The friend of foe statement of the show last week. I had a lot of individuals send me responses to that, and basically saying the same thing that I was thinking. Friends don't do that. Friends don't. I'm talking to a gentleman on the phone that I was friends with for a long time. We had a falling out before because of the same things. Some people are just the way they are. I believe that when an individual is a popular individual, meaning they was always the popular person, they have a hard time taking a back seat. You know, no offense to nobody that I hang with. I already stated I'm 6'1", 245 pounds. I'm a muscular guy. It's pretty hard for me to place. I got to find somebody a lot bigger than me for me to be robbing. Most of the times when I'm with somebody, I'm the main guy and they're the wingman. There's nothing wrong with being a wingman. But I think what this individual is, he was so used to being the number one guy all his life that there's some type of resentment between our friendship. It is what it is. I'm going to follow my mom's advice. I thank everybody for responding to the email. I'm going to follow my mom's advice. I already told you that. My mom told me, wait till the individual calls you. Simple as that. Want to get into this. I want to get this topic hot and started because it needs to be talked about. And that's a deadbeat dad. I'm going to start with the deadbeat dad. Then I'm going to talk about a disgruntled mother. A lot of fathers come to the League of Dads. And they are, I can't believe this is going on. Now, as I stated earlier, I don't want to say nothing to sound like a hypocrite, and I will explain something that I'm about to say right now. I cannot blame the courts for being the way they are. I can't. But then that kind of contradicts all that I say bad about the courts. So let me explain. The unfortunate thing about men is that a woman is the one that has the stronger parent bond. It's just human nature. As I tell people when I speak, if you see a bear and a cub in the woods, that's not the father bear. I assure you this. Don't go check, but that is not the father bear. If you see, you know, deers in the woods with the little Bambi, It's not the father deer. The father's probably in the pack. As a matter of fact, when you see lions and all the little baby lions, all the lions around them are the mothers. You will not see a lion with a mane around the cubs. The males are the protectors. They protect their perimeter. Same thing as a man is supposed to do. However, because of our grandfathers and our fathers, my generation is what I'm talking about now, because of the wrong thing, the wrongdoing and the absentness and the foul and all this, we got all these laws put into place to ready to pull the trigger on when a father, a deadbeat dad, that is, decides he wants to try and exit some of his fatherly duties. So I really, from that manner, I can't blame the courts. But the problem that I have is when a father shows their head in this whole situation, we often get shafted. You know, it's like the system is in place so long that there's no room for right in this whole situation. It's like the father, no matter what he does, no matter what he says, he has not a chance to get his duties in this battle, this war. I had a lot of individuals, and I call it war. They call it custody war, and it is truly. I'm an Army veteran. I'm a wartime vet, and I thank the government for making me. This is why I respect no one that has a hidden agenda. I need everything that we're doing to be out up front and on a table. I need that. It helps me deal with an individual. If you're mocking me, if you got something smart to say every time I say something, I'm not going to find myself wanting to be around you. Listen, it's time for break. We're going to go into a break. When I come back, we're going to get into the disgruntled mother's end of it. This is League of Dads Radio on TalkZone.com. We'll be right back.